Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
AJ, good morning. Thanks for getting up with us.
Good morning. Yeah, happy to do it. We have a good day of baseball ahead.
Always good when you got Tarek Skubal on the bump. Is it starting to feel like playoff baseball?
You got that right. I mean, it is. Man, I tell you, these games, especially against Cleveland, you know, I it is similar to last season at the end in September, October, and obviously trying to do our best to get things rolling in our direction. But you play good teams. Yankee Stadium last week, it felt the same. Obviously, it's fun. It's a fun time of year to play, despite some of the roller coaster rides.
Parker Meadows has been back. What have you seen from him in his return?
Yeah, I've seen some good things. I mean, obviously, we're a different team when he's at the top, you know, whether it's leading off or playing good defense, and just a lot of stability with him in the middle of the field. So I think he's still kind of rounding into form and getting himself, you know, ready to play, and we're pushing him, obviously, with where we are on the calendar and on the schedule. There's not many off days these days. And so I think he's responding well, and he looks fully healthy with the way he's running.
You alluded to the roller coaster. 5-9 in September. Yeah. Why haven't you guys been able to find your footing late in the season?
Well, I mean, that we could do a whole show on that. So, I mean, I think there's a couple of different things that have come up, and when we've had opportunities to kind of settle things down, it hasn't really gone our way. So September can be a tough stretch, and we've run into some good pitching. We've swung and missed a little bit too much. We've, you know, had a couple of blow up games on the mound, and you put all that together in September and you run into some teams playing better than you, then, you know, the record shows it. So we have every opportunity in front of us to change that course. It starts today with Tarek on the mound against Cleveland, but no doubt September's been sort of an emotional roller coaster.
With 10 games left, what is it that you want to see from your team outside of securing the division and hopefully getting one of the top two seeds?
Winning.
Yeah, and winning. Like, but what do you need to see from your team before you get to the postseason? How do you want them to approach these final 10 games?
Yeah. Well, you took my answer away when you just started that question. I'm like, just wins. At the end of the day, like, the win total exercise is the most important. And obviously, we've got to put it together and play a little bit more consistent baseball, but the other side's trying to combat that. I mean, when Gavin Williams gets the two strikes, he's going to try to expand the zone. When you do, we punch out like we did last night. On the flip side, you know, we dropped double-digit runs on the Yankees back-to-back games on the road in a crazy environment. So we've seen our team, you know, be at its best. We've also seen our team – you know, get it handed to itself a little bit. And, you know, so I'd like to see us just sort of take a collective breath. And the thing that's going to produce that are, like, Derek Scoble have a good game today and not like last week where we walk off a mound together with a trainer. Like, that felt terrible in your stomach. Every loss is magnified right now. So I'd like to see us take a collective exhale by winning a game.
How are you feeling about him health-wise and obviously knowing that he's going today pitching for you guys?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I came up yesterday, or I'm sorry, on Monday on the off day, and Tarek threw a pretty extensive bullpen. And I even asked Fed, I was like, man, he's letting it eat. You know, like, he's letting it go. And he was testing himself a little bit to make sure that he had the confidence to go out there and let it go. And so going into this start, he's done everything that we expected him to do as a normal prep for a start. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in him in general, but watching him throw a full speed bullpen, letting it go and having the same reaction to the strike throwing, but also if he misfired, like, things like that on the off day, you know, made me feel better for him getting the ball today.
Last year, you guys were obviously making a historic run and chasing things. And we asked you about how do you talk to the guys about it and the psychological side of things. This year, you guys are the ones that are being chased. I'll ask you the same thing. Without applying too much pressure, there certainly is a sense of urgency. How do you talk to the players, your guys, about what's at stake without putting too much pressure? But apply the appropriate amount of pressure.
Yeah, I think you just focus on what you can control, which is the prep for the series. You know, when you come into Cleveland and playing against their defense, as an example, we spent a lot of time on trying to maximize our opportunities because we know their defense is going to take an out or two away from us. We've seen that in the first two games. Stephen Kwan himself has been a real issue in left field. And so, you know, if you focus on the game and the task and the things that you can control. I mean, like, you ever been around someone and they're like, hey, just relax. Like, does that make you more tense or less tense? You know, like, that, it's hard to convince people to act a certain way or be a certain way. So you just got to prepare and go out and compete. You know, it's like when I got asked last night with us swinging outside the zone, you know, like, oh, are they trying too much? I'm like, I don't know. It's 100 with an 87 mile an hour hard breaking ball in and out of the zone. Like, I think the competition beat us a little bit last night. It's not that everybody's grabbing the bat tightly or everybody's, you know, trying to do a little bit too much. So we've got to prepare like every series, and we have for 150-plus games. You know, these last 10 are magnified because of where we're at in the season and where we're at in the schedule. We have the lead that we've built up, and it's going to take more wins than what we have today to win the AL Central, and we know it.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, Riley Green said he doesn't think anyone feels any kind of pressure. Like, maybe this is just semantics on word choice, but isn't there something healthy, though, about understanding the stakes of these games down the stretch here?
Well, words matter. I think that's something that's super important, and I think that's why we're all intentional with the things that we say, and we do understand the urgency that comes with it. I just want the fans, I guess, to know, like, we operate in pressure 24/7 in sports, especially at this level. So, like, when you ask an athlete, like, do you feel pressure? And these guys, yeah, I'm facing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with some good stuff with a runner on second and third. Like, it's pressure on April 4th. Now, is there more urgency in September? Yeah, so maybe that's the word we should use with 10 games left, that it's urgency, not pressure, because we operate, like, Tarek Skubal's going to feel pressure in game one next season. So it's not just because of where we're at or what's happened this week or who's winning, who's not winning. And that's why players, coaches, managers, we have a hard time understanding this daunting word of pressure. It's like, we're in the big leagues, man. There's pressure every day, and we try to compartmentalize it and deal with it and handle it. Now, the urgency is what is probably a better word to talk about.
Gleyber Torres has had a tough September. He's a guy that, I mean, obviously coming from New York, he knows about pressure, and he also understands the importance, that urgency that you're talking about. Is there anything that you do for a player like him that's different than some of the younger guys about getting out of this slump and having a better 10 games to finish the season?
Well, I think you obviously continue to communicate with these guys and encourage them and get them a good plan to go out against the pitcher that they're facing. So we're going to spend a lot of time on Tanner Bybee this morning. He's a good pitcher. That he's one of the guys that we faced a ton. So I think in some ways it's important not to be too comfortable because you know what he has and what he's done to you in the past. And so the constant, consistent approach is the most important thing. So it's like if I all of a sudden, you know, start bringing Glaber into my office and breaking things down for him, like, that's abnormal for him. Like, you trust him, you build your process, you encourage him. I'm going to sit down and have breakfast with all these dudes today and just continue to try to be upbeat with these guys, knowing that we're playing some of the most important baseball imaginable, you know, trying to win this AL Central. So I'm a big believer in consistency more than sort of these outlandish ideals that you all of a sudden have to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I've said consistently, you got to play your schedule, and we've got to, you know, play a little better and squeak out some of these wins to be able to celebrate the AL Central.
AJ, a couple weeks ago, we were pushing you on the number two starter. Since then, Casey Mize looks like three pretty good starts. Flaherty, couple starts in a row. Are you starting to see, and what are you seeing from those two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing some extended outings, which is good, and I'm seeing them win some big moments. You know, I think last night, Jack didn't go particularly deep in the game, but he made some of the biggest pitches, bases loaded, Manzardo's up. You know, am I going to go to the lefty? Am I going to leave him in? And he's able to miss some bats in a big spot to keep the game where it was and give us a chance to win. And so I think Casey and he have both, you know, got themselves in a position where they're executing better. And the better they execute, the more outs they get. The faster they get those outs, the more they get to stay in the game. So I think we've actually pitched in two nights ago, Casey's game. I think we punched out 14 or 15 of their guys. We hit more homers than them. We might have even had more hits and lost by a few. So baseball can be weird, but when you have stable starting pitching, you know, I think it changes everything.
You've been asked a lot about the fan emotion and the swings that we go through as fans. But, I mean, these are still guys that are playing a game. And you're 10 games away from the postseason. You've done all the hard work. Is there a sense of excitement amongst the players about the position that they're in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for sure. I mean, we've, you know, it's funny. We've earned the situation that we're in, both good and stressful, you know, and I think that's important for us to continue to enjoy that. I mean, these guys they're playing hard. They're prepping. We know what's at stake. We know that every win feels like barely a step forward and every loss feels like a giant step back. I mean, that's sports, and especially this time of year when you're in it. And I look around the league, and I know that there are teams that would trade places with us right now, and all the stress that we have and all the curiosity and what's going on and what's going to happen. But today is a big day for us, obviously, because it's the day that's in front of us. And our players are excited to get to the ballpark. The vibe is good. The energy is through the roof. We need the production to match it.
What would it mean to you to clinch the American League Central, something the team hasn't done since 2013?
Yeah, it's meaningful. I mean, as fast as possible, if you could, make my life a hell of a lot easier if we can do it quickly. You know, I think it's the number one goal. We stated it as what we wanted to do. We want the AL Central to go through Detroit. We've got to earn it. We've earned a good spot right now, but they haven't crowned us a chance yet because we haven't won enough games yet. So it's a meaningful step in what we hope to be a, you know, a very memorable postseason.
I don't want to shortchange. I think it's actually 2014. But either way, it's been more than a decade. Yeah. I think fans are itching to see it happen. One last question. Finnegan, any update? Because I think it goes without saying you guys have missed him. What's the plan to get him back?
For sure. Yeah, he's going to pitch tonight in Toledo or in Iowa for Toledo and get an outing and travel back tomorrow. And we hope to have him over the weekend if all goes well. He's pitched off the mound a couple times. You know, he wanted badly to come off the IL without going on a rehab stint, but for us to see him in the competition and just make sure that extra bit of adrenaline gives us the positive feedback on the groin. If all that checks out, we should hopefully have him this weekend.
All right, AJ, appreciate your time. No pressure, yep. Plenty of urgency.
You got it. See ya.
Thanks.
See ya.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Got the Thursday touchdown coming up at 8:35 this morning. Ross Tucker, we bumped him for AJ Hinch. He'll be at 9:02 this morning. You guys can fight about your power rankings.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't want it to devolve into that. We'll have a good time. We'll talk football with Ross, kick off the football weekend. Thursday night football tonight should be a snoozer, Bills and Dolphins. But we'll get into Lions and Ravens and some of the big matchups this weekend.
Yeah. It's an exciting weekend of matchups.
I'm told at 8:50 we're going to play some Steve Yzerman audio, and I think Tom just wants my head to explode. I think that's like the master plan.
When the general manager speaks, we should play the audio.
I agree with you.
Whatever he says is you how you choose to react.
Come on, guys, be patient.
By the way, that was the talk version of It's My Life.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to do the Bon Jovi one later.
The layers of the show.
No doubt.
Really?
This is going to be my new response today.
What did you take out of our chat with AJ?
Well, I feel the sense of urgency from him, and I'm glad he actually used that term. Like, there's got to be an urgency because there is 10 games left, and he did say it at the end, too. Like, there's a lot of teams, Cleveland being one of them, that would rather be in the Tigers' shoes than their shoes. But you have to go out there and finish it off. You've got to go out there, yeah, and earn it. And you know, and nothing's going to be given to them. And it's you only got four more games at home in the regular season.
Yeah, a couple things that are relevant. there's no concern with Scooble. In fact, it looked like Scooble was getting after it in his between starts work.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be no concerns about a lingering injury when you take the ball today. And you need to win today. You win today, you make it 5.5.
Yeah.
You deal. It's a 2-for-1 in the magic number with Cleveland. And the other thing I took out of it is Finnegan this weekend, if all goes well, I mean, one more piece in this bullpen.
Sure.
Because they've been leaning on the bullpen, and they're going to lean a lot on the bullpen. And they don't have to win the next 10 games. John, if they go 500 the next 10 games, they're fine.
Yeah. The other thing I took away was, can you imagine all the different scenarios that was going through his mind when he was walking off the mound with Tarek Skubal and the trainer?
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, we all thought it.
Oh, sure. Like the reaction that you have when you hear that, okay, he's you know, soreness, tightness, he's not going to continue because of a, you know, an injury.
Well, my first thought was, okay, it's not shoulder or elbow, right? Like those are the catastrophic pitching injuries. It was his side.
Right.
He was grabbing his left side. Now it's his left side. He's a left-handed pitcher. So you take it with a certain degree of seriousness.
Yeah, but even a pulled muscle at this time. Like that was the consideration for Finnegan. Like, okay, if it's a groin, like, okay, is it 10 days? Is it 4 weeks? Like they can be a little peculiar.
And 2 weeks is a big 2 weeks coming up.
Sure.
Here. Yeah. So I understood the sensitivity in the moment. It's just good to hear he's going to have the ball today because, John, if they win today, take a deep breath. Yeah. You know, I think we used the word yesterday. It's annoying that this race is still open. You said it shifted towards some anger. You're mad that this is still happening. Why are they still in this? Why can't we just slam the door shut? I think if they lose today, nervousness and anxiety show up in a pair, and they become part of the discussion.
Certainly.
And not only for the division.
Yeah.
But for that first round bye, and forget about going on a deep run. I think that very much is in doubt.
Yes, but
certainly not doubt.
Well done. You get to the postseason, and I mean, we'll assess the situation when we get there, because anything can happen at that point. But if they were to lose today, I still believe that they're winning the division, but it is of great concern and doubt that they would be one of the top two seeds. And the angering part of it is that they have been in that position for so long, and it was a comfortable position for so long. But this is what happens when you get to playoff baseball. And I'm glad he identified, we are in playoff baseball.
Yeah, it feels like it. I mean, yesterday they used six pitchers. Cleveland used six pitchers. That's not ordinary on a middle of a series. That's two guys treating this like it's a playoff game. Him going toe-to-toe with Stephen Vogt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, the odds for people, and I know it can shift dramatically this time of year, the Tigers' odds to make the playoffs on Fangraphs are 98%. Their odds to win the division are 95%. Their odds to have a bye are 59%. Still better than not that they'll have a first-round bye. And their odds to win the World Series, they exist 7%. This all according to Fangraphs.
Yep.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this would be a huge bummer if you had spent your life dreaming about going on a cruise. You get to the Caribbean only to instantly be turned around because a fight broke out near the kiddie pool.
There's been a lot of fights on cruises lately.
It just happened again. So the Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Sea arrived at the port in Miami on Monday night after this big brawl broke out. A witness who was on the ship saw people running over to this kiddie pool area. It was all roped off. According to investigators, there was a verbal dispute that turned physical. The captain of the ship decided just to return to port and contact authorities. Several individuals had to be taken to a hospital for minor injuries. Both people declined to press charges. But how upset would you be, right?
In the kiddie pool.
Oh, you finally get this vacation you've been excited to go on, only for it to be ruined by a couple of probably drunk adults.
Idiots.
In the kiddie pool, yes. You might have heard this. Jordan Hudson was supposed to be on this season of Dancing with the Stars, but just 2 days before the cast was announced, the deal was just called off. And why? It sounds like it was all about negotiations that broke down over her wanting creative control, which I guess isn't that shocking from things we've heard about her. So apparently she wanted to have control over who her dance partner was going to be, when they were going to practice. She wanted to make sure she could still attend games. Yeah. So she wanted to pick when that was going to happen. She wanted to make sure the story that was portrayed on the show went in a certain direction. Which,
right. It wasn't about her and Bill.
Which, you know, does capture the attention of people. You know, I'm sure that's what would have been highlighted.
That's why she'd be on the show. Yeah, that's what she's famous for. Yeah.
I get the whole scheduling, making sure that you can practice enough and be good enough, because you don't want, there's things in your life you don't want to miss. But the whole reason that she is even considered is because of the Bill. Unique relationship,
yes,
that she has.
Yes. So it would have been interesting. I do think people would have tuned in to see her. Yeah. I know you guys wouldn't have. You don't watch Dancing with the Stars. But women would have. The people who watch that show would have been interested,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Jerry from the Ben and Jerry's duo is leaving the ice cream brand after 47 years. So in a letter shared on social media by Ben, he said that Jerry Greenfield had a dispute with the parent company of Ben and Jerry's and felt like he had no choice but to resign. Greenfield also did make a post on social media, and he said basically that he felt like the brand was losing its independence and its ability to speak out on social and political causes. And he felt that the brand that he, you know, helped create was being silenced. And
is he taking his name with him? Is it just going to be Ben's?
I don't know. I highly doubt that. But he said that Ben and Jerry's was always more than just ice cream. It was a way to spread love and invite others into the fight for equality, justice, and a better world. So he's out. Yeah, so you can pick up Ben's at your local grocery store. Jimmy Kimmel, his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, has been suspended indefinitely by ABC following his comments about Charlie Kirk. According to an ABC spokesperson, they're pulling the show and plan to air Celebrity Family Feud for the next two nights in its place. And then they need to determine future programming. Nextstar, which is basically owns hundreds of TV channels and has multiple ABC affiliates, was the first to announce that it would no longer air the show across the country. The FCC also threatened to take action over Kimmel's comments. Obviously, it's got mixed reviews. Obviously, the president praised this move, fellow Republicans as well. Those in Hollywood were quick to jump to the defense of Jimmy Kimmel. He has yet to comment on the situation.
So I don't watch any of the late night guys. I'm certainly not like a Jimmy Kimmel fan. If ABC made this decision for business reasons, independent of government pressure, totally get it. Hey, he screwed up. You shouldn't be assigning ideology to a political party from this sick, twisted killer. Totally get it. What bothers me is the idea that you would have political pressure, that the government would be silencing and censoring people's voices. That's the thing that bothers me. And that should bother everybody, regardless of the political party that you subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, it's the Thursday Touchdown. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. I am loving the hot tub we recently got from Beninati Pool and Spa. I'm telling you, it's like you just enter vacation mode when you head out to your own backyard and you get into a hot tub. Total relaxation. Well, that can be the same for you. They made the entire process so easy. They helped me pick out the hot tub that was perfect for me and my family. Then they delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help take care of maintenance as well. They really handle everything, and they make it a total breeze. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township as well. That's right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a great call for a great moment. Pinch hit home run for Kerry Carpenter in the ninth inning. Didn't last.
Beautiful while it lasted.
I know. Couldn't even catch your breath. Will Vest is serving up meatballs in the top of the 10th inning, and it's extra bases, extra bases, extra bases. I think it was double, double, triple, double, and the Tigers were done. Mm. And it's annoying because you waste that moment. And you've wasted this giant lead. Suddenly we're staring at a division race down to 5.5 games. It's annoying. I still expect them to win this division, as do you, John. It's just annoying that we're even in this position, that the Guardians haven't had the door slammed shut on them. Detroit has refused to slam the door shut.
It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's all those things. And I think most people believe that they're still going to win the division.
Any nervous energy?
I'm not really nervous. It's just, you don't want to go into the postseason limping into the postseason. You built up this giant lead early on. It was 15 games, and I don't know what it ends up being. It could be 8 or 9,
sure,
depending on how it all finishes. We don't know. It
they
could be
Cleveland
two.
Five more times. Sure.
Yeah. And so it only has to be more than them.
Right. But the other consideration is the 2 seed, which is down to 2 games, right, and the Seattle Mariners have the tiebreaker head-to-head. So, like, look, Detroit's played 500 ball for 2.5 months. And I believe 7-13 in the last 20 games. I mean, they've really invited teams to catch up to them.
They have, and that's the frustrating part. And, I mean, we all know that the season's long. It just feels like it is so long this year because there was this excitement about the team. There was, and even, even as early as those two first games against the Yankees where they score, what was it, 23 runs? In 2 games,
yeah,
and they put a beatdown on them, then they lose the third. Okay, you still won the series. It felt like maybe there was that sense of urgency, like things were starting to click. They were preparing for the postseason.
But then you lose 2 or 3 to the Marlins. You lose the first game of the series with the Guardians. You know, it's just they've taken a lot of the excitement out of what's ahead, right? Like the playoffs are right around the corner, guys. This is not a normal occurrence. The Tigers rarely have made the playoffs in their history. We have a division title that could be clinched by Friday. And yet I don't feel that buzz or that excitement. And it's because they haven't instilled any confidence in this fan base.
And yeah. And I mean, it's, what did I say? I think it was about a month ago now. Like I just want to get to October. Yeah. And this season just won't end. And the Tigers won't end it the way we would prefer.
Like, okay, Jack Flaherty's tonight. He yo-yos. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. His last was good, so you're worried about bad. But if he goes out and does his thing tonight, you go Scooble on Thursday.
Yeah.
You win back-to-back. The magic number's down to three with nine games to go, and the division is, the door's all but slammed shut.
Yeah.
Now, Flaherty goes out tonight and gets bombed, gives up five runs. All of a sudden, you're looking at Scooble going, hey, dude, keep some sanity for the fan base.
Well,
keep the train on the tracks.
This is also where you kind of feel like they have to have. Are they going to show their playoff mentality? Can you just win when you're supposed to win?
Some ticket text. This is a direct result of Scott Harris doing absolutely nothing at the deadline. It is 100% his fault, and he should be fired over it.
Oh, come on.
Next text. Scott Harris can join Jonathan Smith in the unemployment line. Fire Scott Harris. They were one of the best teams at the deadline, and they did nothing. That's three in a row. Next text says, I think they get swept even if they make the playoffs. It doesn't matter if it's a three or a five-game series. They're getting swept. That last one, I think, has taken a lot of the wind out of the sails of the fan base. Because I think they're going to be in. I think they're winning the division. I just don't expect them to do very much once they're there.
The significance of the two seed, though, being the one or two seed is so valuable. Now that's in jeopardy.
You get another Scooble start. That's what's on the line here. If you find yourself outside the top two teams in the American League, it's a three-game series. You can only throw Scooble once. You get one of the top two seeds. It's a five-game series, and you throw Scooble twice.
Yeah, and he pitches game one.
Yeah.
Look, right now, if the rotation's staying the way it is, he would be scheduled to start the Saturday, second-to-last game of the season in Boston. If that game matters for seeding,
he's on the mound.
And you lose, now you've put him in jeopardy of even pitching in that. He would pitch the Thursday then, which is a game three that doesn't even potentially exist.
Yikes. I didn't even think of that.
They need to slam the door here.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. I mean, for the first time, I'm pretty annoyed by them. I know they were coasting. We'd make arguments, every team can't go win at 100-win pace for almost a season and a half that they were going to come back down to earth. But this is getting really annoying right now.
So they have 85 wins. If they go 5-6, a losing record, they'd get to 90 wins.
Yeah.
That should be enough to win this division. I don't know if it's enough to get a top two seed.
Probably not at this point.
Yeah, especially with Seattle doing what they're doing.
Them having the tiebreaker.
For people who haven't seen this bizarre story out of Seattle, they've won 10 in a row. And they're like plus 49 in run differential at the time. Cal Raleigh just set the record for most
home runs by a switch hitter.
Yeah, and they had one fan 10 games ago hire a witch on Etsy to put a spell on the team, and they haven't lost since.
And they didn't play good after the deadline, but now they are.
I don't know if you just heard what I said.
I did.
They had a witch from Etsy for $15.99 save their season.
And we had
and
rally
the teams embraced
for a while.
It, all this stupid stuff. Yeah. We're saying that's what we're competing against right now. They got a witch.
So then you need to do something.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we have the ultimate. It's the cost of lock. You just have to believe.
But it has to be genuine.
That's why I said you got to believe.
I can't do it like on command and go, guess what? The Mariners are going to blank. It's not going to work.
Maybe you should just sing the full version of Cher.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. It doesn't work that way. Chris and Pontiac, good morning.
Yeah, obviously, starting pitching is a problem for us. My biggest concern is Casey Mize. The guy's got talent, but mentally, he does so many stupid things, and he gets frustrated very easily. You know, Ramirez battled him really hard, fouled off a bunch of pitches, then gets a little blooper hit. Then Mize is all PO'd. He doesn't check him at first. He gives him an easy steal, which puts him in scoring position, erases a double play, and then they get a ground ball to Torque, and he doesn't go to first base because he's still stewing over giving up a blooper hit. You know, and he does stuff like that all the time. You can read it in his face. He just gets annoyed when something doesn't go his way. Instead of bearing down, manning up, and just, doing your job.
See, I have the opposite read of Mize, and I'm not going to fight you on last night, but like he does bear down. He does put out a lot of fires. He's got an ERA. It's been under four all season because even when he runs into traffic, he works his way out of it. He's not overly inspiring. He's not a big-time strikeout guy for the season.
No, but we've seen him load the bases in the first, even the second innings and back-to-back innings and get out without giving up runs. I don't necessarily know that. You don't want to be in those positions, but he's been able to get out of them.
And that's why, look, first half was an all-star, second half has been uninspiring. Last night, somewhere in the middle, gave him a chance to win, right? Three runs, not great, gave him a chance to win. You should win the game. I mean, if Tork doesn't get thrown out on the bases in that sixth inning, maybe they don't. Maybe Karp's a walk-off homer. I mean, they had their chances in that game, and that's what's agonizing is it's right there. Just go do it.
I mean, you kind of nailed it there where it's this team has been so good on the base paths and they haven't beaten themselves for the most part. But when they do, it stands out. And you're talking about everything is going to be highlighted at the end of the season. Any type of mistake is going to be highlighted because if it costs you a game, it costs you a chance to, you know, put one more nail in the coffin for the Guardians.
Kurt in Clinton Township, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
So I got a season package, about 28 games or whatever. And I would say even before the Carpenter home run, the ballpark was electric. For a Tuesday night, I couldn't believe that there was about 30,000 fans there. They were loud. Everybody was into the game. And then, of course, Carpenter hits the home run, and we all lose our mind, only to be let down in extra innings in about 2 seconds. But I do think there are a lot of people here who are still into it. I know football's getting going and all that stuff, but hopefully they can pull it together. You know, they got a little bit of time. It's when you get hot, and hopefully they get hot in the playoffs.
Look, I'd love to rev it up, right? Flaherty puts together a quality outing tonight. Scooble emphatically slams the door on the day game Thursday. They take two or three against the Braves. The next week becomes just about setting up your rotation, right? You got a little more to clean up the top two seeds, but I'd love to see them rattle off. What, there's 11 games to go, John? Go win like 7 of the 11 games.
Yeah.
And put yourself in the position to make the best possible run. I mean, I have my doubts based on how they played for the last 3 months, but at least do something to rev people up and get people thinking about them again.
Well, and I don't even care if it's 7 of 11. It's what are you going to do to put the Guardians away? Because once you have the division locked up, those games, AJ's going to do some things with the pitching staff, with the lineup. He's going to tweak some things. I don't really care what happens after that. So I don't. It's not about being 7-4 going into the final 11.
But you want a top two seed is why I said that.
Right. Yeah. So lock those things up and then let the chips fall where they are.
Yeah. A couple texts. Texter says, playoff baseball is all about momentum. Too little, too late. Crawling in the playoffs will be swept. We need some momentum, and we have none. Text says, the team is not special. We've seen the movie before. We're starving for a ring. I don't feel we're getting it, so who cares? And another one says, I completely checked out after the deadline. The front office doesn't care. They don't want to win at all. Why should I watch?
There's still plenty of time for momentum. It's 11 games.
Just on that quick, though, the 06 Tigers, who were a team that we didn't know if we should trust, crumbled down to stretch of the regular season, blew the division, finished 19-31, and went to the World Series. You can start it in the playoffs and still get hot. You don't have to play good the last few days of the season or whatever. Right. I'm not saying it's not troubling to a degree because I think
it's just not inspiring.
There's something so substantially lacking with starting pitching that team had Rodgers and Verlander, you know, Bonderman. How about Casey Mize becomes Bonderman and Charlie Morton is Kenny Rogers?
Yes, please. Okay, you can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 9 o'clock hour, you'll hear from Dan Campbell. We've got some tickets to give away and an NFL owner going outside the box. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.